food security and maternal health. Food insecurity and poor nutritional status is of particular importance in women of childbearing age and in the achievement of optimal maternal health. Calorie requirements depend on well-known variables, one of which is physiological states, especially pregnancy and lactation. A pregnant woman of average size and physical activity would require 2,500 calories a day. The requirement pregnant women for micronutrients is an important aspect. The prevalence of anemia in pregnancy, mostly nutritional anemia in countries of South Asia, is high. Repeated pregnancies deplete whatever little body reserve is available. Women who experience blood loss during childbirth face the risk of dying. Postpartum hemorrhage is the most common cause of maternal death in developing countries. Undernourished mothers are also at higher risk of preterm birth, resulting in a premature infant, and even if the birth is full term, the babies are more likely to be of low birth weight. Poor nutrition before and during pregnancy contribute in a variety of ways to poor maternal health, obstetric problems and poor pregnancy outcomes. Stunting during childhood and short stature in women leads to cephalopelvic disproportion, which is the most common cause of obstructed labor. Nutritional iron deficiency anemia is extremely common in pregnant women, especially in South Asia, often made worse by chronic parasitic infestation. Vitamin B is needed for embryonic development, and vitamin D deficiency is linked to obstetrics complications. Iodine deficiency causes hypothyroidism, placing the pregnant woman at risk of stillbirth and abortions. Inadequate dietary calcium is a risk factor for preeclampsia and eclampsia. A role of preconceptual folic acid in preventing neural tube defect and TB should not be ignored. For many women, dietary deficiencies start in childhood, and this affects their whole life course. Experience in prenatal life and early childhood, including nutrition and education, lay down the foundations for the entire life course. Girls who receive chronically inadequate diets grow into malnourished women who suffer from protein energy malnutrition and micronutrient deficiencies, especially for iron and folic acid, leading to anemia, and iodine leading to iodine deficiency disorder. Because of the effects of fetal programming. Note reference 7. Also called the intrauterine origin of disease and a link between hunger and chronic disease, and since undernutrition and hunger can have their origins long before reproductive age, it is important that the problem is addressed throughout the life course, spanning fetal life to adulthood. To respond to the extra nutritional requirement of the pregnant and lactating mother, maternal health programs often design specific interventions, especially to prevent nutritional anemia in page 14. Pregnancy. Besides the usual iron and folate tablets, many maternal health programs in developing countries provide supplementary feeding or food commodities, usually full cream milk, to pregnant mothers. However, some of these programs have not seen much success. Iron folate supplementation programs in many developing countries have been in place for several decades to treat nutritional anemia, but very few of these have shown improvement in prevalence of anemia in pregnancy. The reasons for this have been extensively studied and include poor acceptability of the oral tablets, mainly due to side effects such as constipation, poor appreciation of the value of the supplements, especially when they are provided free, and low level of awareness and poor knowledge among pregnant women. This has led to trials with alternate approaches such as oral supplementation with less frequency instead of daily and intravenous iron formulations. In children, reference has been made earlier to the differentials between children from poor and from well-off families in exposure, access to care, and getting adequate quality care, including medical treatment for life-threatening conditions such as pneumonia and diarrhea. The same can be said for food security and nutrition. Barros et al. 2012 provides references on evidences that link wealth quintiles to the prevalence of micronutrient deficiencies, especially anemia among children. They also show evidence of the association between low birth weights and wealth, and underscore the fact that underweight and stunting are more prevalent in the poorer regions of the world compared to the developed and richer regions, by as much as a factor of 2. It is to be noted, though, that for many developing countries undergoing the epidemiological transition and having the double burden of disease, malnutrition in the form of overnutrition manifested by overweight and obese children, has begun to emerge. Food security must also consider food safety. In the context of maternal health, Some foodborne diseases can have deleterious effects on the pregnant woman and the unborn child. Some infectious diseases, while they affect all in the population, can have special implications for women of childbearing age, and some of these may be due to consumption of unsafe or contaminated foods. The most well-known is viral hepatitis E, which for reasons not very well understood affect pregnant women in a much more serious manner than in non-pregnant women or in men. It is important to bear in mind that the components of food and nutrition security apply to maternal health as they apply to the general population. This means that food security for maternal health requires the ability of the women to acquire food, that food acquired is safe, nutritionally adequate, personally, and culturally acceptable, that food is sufficient in quantity and quality to sustain health and growth and prevent illness, that food is obtained in a manner that upholds human dignity, and that food is produced, processed and distributed in a manner that does not compromise environmental sustainability. Moreover, it should uphold the tenets of food sovereignty